Welcome to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. This is your home for serious content amidst an unserious world. Welcome back to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. That's me, Brian O'Leary. BrianD.O'Leary.com is where you go. Sign up for our daily emails. Get these podcasts delivered right to your inbox. Program is email and podcasts and a little bit of blogging there. The emails will lead you both to stuff I have written and stuff on Substack, where we have a lot of our stuff there right now. If you go to BrianD.O'Leary.com, you can find out everything else we're up to. And one of the things we've been up to in the email and a little bit in this podcast over the last few episodes is I've kind of come up with this idea called the Daily Three, and it's caught on a bit because I've been talking to a few people, trying to really hone down my message or hone in on my message, what it is. And sometimes that can be a little confusing. And sometimes it's a bit daunting to explore yourself and all that stuff and what you mean, what you want. I know what I want, by and large, but do other people? That's the question. And in this world of content creation, so-called, which I hate that description, but I mean, really is what we're doing. We're producing content here for you, whether it's in the form of blogs or podcasts or videos or whatever else. So just even social media posts, all that stuff. That's all under that content creation umbrella. Lack of better terms. I need to come up with a better term, but that's beside the point. What I was trying to get at is in this content creation game, a lot of folks are the gurus, and the way this thing goes, you got to create an avatar of what your ideal customer is, or ideal listener, or ideal reader, or ideal follower, or whatever it might be, whatever realm you're in. It works. Certainly works. Works for a lot of people. And I've been constantly, it's been a constant thing, like, who are my people? Or, you know, and then I was like, well, my people are everywhere right now. For whatever reason, this show's grown tremendously over the last 6 months or so. And so we've got people all over the place. And we have the email list and people respond to me via email. So I know some of my folks, but we don't really have a community, so-called, a site where our people can get together. It's probably not big enough quite yet to do that. I don't know, though. But I don't know if it's necessarily worth my time to go down that road when I really would like to keep doing podcasts for the good folks like you out there in writing emails with stuff that you can use. And I say there's no fluff in what I do. It's not always... How should I say it? I'm serious about pretty much darn everything in my life, but I can also joke around and be lighthearted, and I do have a sense of humor, or at least some people tell me I do. So anyway, I've been talking about this Daily Three, which is three things I come across, whether it's in my notes or something I see immediately, and I was just going through, again, another stack of notes, and well, I'll just go. I'll just start with number one of the Daily Three today. Getting back to my point of the avatar, there is no one single avatar of a person that is a fan or a listener or whatever of the Brian D. O'Leary Show. I think it's stretches across broad swaths of humanity of what, I'm not going to pigeonhole any one person into saying, all right, well, that tightens up my quote niche. And the niche is another one of these things in the marketing and content creation world that you got to have a niche. And I was on a podcast yesterday and we were talking, I believe it was before we went on, and he's like, well, the niche is you. And yeah, I was like, well, I guess so. So my niche is what I think about. And I've said that over and over, and I haven't really concerned myself with talking too much about an avatar or a niche. As you can tell, it doesn't concern me a whole lot because I just want to get my voice and my thoughts out to you because I believe they're, what I have to say is helpful. It's certainly serious, and it can certainly, say in the football world, move the ball down the field. So that being said, it brings me also to my first point of the Daily Three today, which is Don't ask me how I get these things. Some I get from email, some I just write down, some I think about. Anyway. So anyway, the first thing, how you see your life is more important than how it looks to others. Now, does that mean you're going to dismiss what others think of you? Sometimes you have to, or sometimes I have to, because whatever some folks think of me, I can't let that bother me, because I know that there's more powerful forces out there that do like what I have to say and do like what we have to say on the show and stuff like that. So how you see your life is more important than how it looks to others. But you really have to have a vision, I believe, of what your life is and what you want to accomplish with your life. This is really that vision has changed for me tremendously over the years. Gone from not even having one, just trying to bump along through life and figure things out and do things that were fun to do and got me paid and whatever. And then transformation was when I got back into coaching, and that gave me more of a purpose in life. My vision, I still didn't really know what that was. But then having a family and children of my own, my vision of my life is much different than it ever has been in the past. And matter of perspective, I guess. But my vision in life is to take my family to places where they never thought possible. And it's a struggle because I'm struggling, and with trying to put this stuff out every day, which I will get to in point number three, but we're still on one. And every day, we try and just get better at what we do. And in these small steps build up. So how I see my life's pretty darn good. I've got a great family. And whether we struggle at times, it's hard dealing with young children and older children and all that stuff. It's hard. Don't get me wrong. I mean, what it is, the idea of having a family, it's not always easy. But I love it. And that's the most important thing for me in life is my family. And I don't really care how it looks to other people from the outside, because this is the greatest thing I've ever done. The greatest thing I ever will do, whether it's in business or podcasting or whatever, it can't even match what I've accomplished and will further accomplish with my family. So you can look at my family and see how screwed up it is. Yeah, probably is. But I can also look at your family and say, well, come on, dude, why are you talking to me about it? Look in the mirror. So I don't really care, nor should you care about what I think of you. That doesn't matter. It's how you see your life, how you see that vision going forward is much more important than what outsiders may think of you. And a lot of times, this is a hard concept, even for me just talking about it right now. Outsiders looking at me and like, what are you doing? You podcast? You write emails? I was like, yeah, I do. I love it. I'm good at it. And people seem to like it anyway. So we're going to keep going with it. We got something to say. My people have something to say. The feedback we... So that being said, once again, how you see your life is much more important than how it looks to others. I added much there. It's much more important than how it looks to others, because we're all flawed human beings. Some of us terribly flawed, and we can have opinions for sure. But those opinions on, say, how I live my life, good or bad, should inform how maybe you can make your own life better or worse, whatever, based on the examples of others. I'm not saying I'm at all the paragon of virtue either. So I just see these things and like to comment on them, because I part of why we do the podcast and why people listen. A lot of times folks are thinking a lot of the same things. I have dedicated the time to sit down and articulate it a little bit. Not always great, but anyway, here we are. Second point I want to make is I talk about in this show, the Brian D. O'Leary Show, we're serious content amidst an unserious culture. The second point I have to make today is that culture is happening all around us. We live in the midst of a culture. I call it an unserious culture, by and large, but it's going to happen with or without you. So eliminate the drama and focus on how you're going to change it. The process. We talked about the process last week, having a process. I learned this from coaching baseball. It's important to have a process or a routine, the daily routine, and not superstition to the point where you follow everything. That becomes destructive ultimately. But having a process on how you go about thinking about things in your daily life, right? Getting back to that first point, it's how you see your own life, much more important. So the culture is all around us. It's a devolved culture, by and large, from all I can see. But it's happening. It's happening around us. And whether we're in it or not, a major part of it, I want to change it. But I'm not particularly concerned with addressing a lot of the foolish stuff we see. I'd rather ignore it, but you just can't engage with it. Ignoring it is just like imagining it's not there to some degree, but not engaging with some of the foolishness. I get in trouble engaging, no doubt about it. A lot of it's on Twitter and stuff like that. So, but that can be kind of fun, but like you can start going down that wormhole, rabbit hole, whatever it might be, and engaging with the foolishness in the culture, as opposed to focusing on the process, what you are going to do to change it, because we can't expect other people to change. This culture is made up of all sorts of people, all different walks of life. And I think a lot of people don't take life seriously, particularly. And it's a matter of perspective for sure, but it's going to happen. What's happening is this devolution of culture is happening all around us, and you can be a part of it or not. I choose not to be a part of it, separate myself from that, not engage as much as possible with the foolishness and idiocy that's going on. I can make my comments on specific things here and there, but that's not what today's show's about. I mean, I think today's show's more about the bigger principles. I think when we do these daily three type podcasts or emails, it's more about establishing principles as opposed to engaging in specifics. And I would say I've got another outlet for that. Not only this show on the days, occasional days here and there, but the Natural Order Podcast, naturalorderpodcast.com, go there. We've got another episode coming out, hopefully by the end of this week. We talk a little about foolishness, the whole Hunter Biden laptop situation and the mess that's created in our culture. But like I say, eliminate the drama. Focus on the process. What can we do to change it? Got to have ideas on how to conquer the nonsense. I mean, we're in the biggest, I don't know how it became this, but the biggest nonsense month of the calendar year, as far as I can. And it's just bizarre, and I don't know how it got to this. Whatever. Most of you know what I'm talking about, but some of you might. Anyway, moving on to the third and final point, like I said, we'd address. And I came across this, something I wrote down as, I don't know, it's like a mantra or mission statement to some degree. It's really my vision in some respects. And I've written this down, and you know, man, you got these things that are written down, you got to come back to eventually. And it's like, man, okay, I was on the right track. So here's what I'm going to say. What I wrote down about 2 or 3 years ago, I'm going to take daily action. I mentioned this. I have a whole folder created with my notes that I call daily action. You know, I can't establish all sorts of different tasks to do in any given day. You're going to run out of time. But to take daily action, I said earlier, moving the ball forward, moving the ball down the field for all your football folks out there, American football. So by daily action, what I mean is that consistency is better than proficiency. I'm not a very proficient podcaster at all. And I think those who may have been listening for a while noticed the improvement, but still not a proficient podcaster necessarily. I don't know how you finally get to that point without having a huge team around you but I am consistent, or fairly consistent. I try and get something out every day. Yesterday I couldn't do it. I block out my time, and you know, I had so much time in the day, couldn't do it. Couldn't even get out an email. I need to work on these things and, you know, batch some of this stuff out ahead of time, but you know, things happen during the day. The idea is that we're coming back. We're consistent. And I think that's much more important than being proficient. I have friends that are email marketers. They're not the most proficient email marketers, for instance, but they are consistent. I know that I'm going to get emails from so-and-so once a week. I know I'm going to get emails from another guy once a day, sometimes 3 or 4 times a day. But I know that. And that consistency is what keeps me coming back to them and reading them. And when I talk about that as far as it relates to this show, another conversation I had yesterday with a friend of the program is like, I don't listen to every single one of your shows. And I was like, I don't expect you to, but just know it's going to be there. And you come listen to this one, that should be a good one. I hope it's a good one for you. And I'm consistent about my messaging and when I get them out. And because not everybody can listen, I have like 90 podcasts queued up in my own feed of stuff that I really want to listen. And I wonder if I'm ever going to conquer that list. I probably not going to. And it's, I don't even know how to go about it, really. I don't have a plan to go through all my, I would like to go back and re-listen to some of the shows that I've done that are in that queue also. But I got to keep moving the ball down the field. Furthermore, on this point number three about daily action is I made it a point also when I wrote this down, my vision to have ruthless organization. And I look in front of me and I've failed because not entirely, but as far as the ruthless part, I've failed because I look at, and I have piles of books and papers and other stuff that my children have piled on top of that, which makes it even harder. So I'm not ruthlessly organized. I'm working on that. But I would tell you that that's the physical realm. And I think Dan Kennedy says you got to have a little bit of clutter. Not much, but get rid of most of the clutter. But having a little is okay because there's creative spark there. And I think I wrote something about that in my email the other day where, you know, I have these piles of notes and I can reconstitute my notes and rearticulate my thoughts on all this stuff, maybe coming back a year, 2 years, 3 years. Some of the stuff's 10, 15 years old that I come back to. Thankfully, I have it all written down. But the ruthless organization part really applies to my days. I ruthlessly organize my days. And I talk about a plan, having a plan for my day. And oftentimes, the plan gets torpedoed. So what do? We just adjust the best we can. But it's organized. So I got something to work off of. If I'm just kind of doing stuff all day, it's like, it's aimless. I can get a lot of stuff done, but it's not, as we say, moving the ball down the field, just getting a bunch of tasks done without any vision or being organized on how to do it. And really, I think the method for me that's worked, and I've talked about it a lot, is blocking your time out. I prefer the 30-minute idea just because it's convenient. But I also will have, you know, I have an alarm clock right in front of me. Right? I'm looking at it right now. And I'll just set that to, I have it set to 9 minutes from now. I got to be done talking. And I think I will be. But anyway, so the point being is that I just set the alarm. I have certain, if I don't get it done, doesn't get done. Move on. Maybe come back to it later if we have time. But, you know, take responsibility. You screwed up. You didn't finish in time. Deadlines. Deadlines are important. Self-imposed deadlines are helpful. But the last thing on this daily action is it's every day, whatever it takes. And whatever it takes, if some of you, if you're listening from the Boston College alumni, that was the very first Superfan shirt, or maybe the second, the slogan on the back of our shirts that we wore to ball games and stuff, t-shirts, whatever it takes. It's kind of a slogan, but it is whatever it takes. And I haven't been good enough at that either. Whatever it takes to get a podcast out or my daily email. To a point, I'm pretty dedicated to it, but I also have needs within the family. And if that interferes with my family, that's my family's taking precedent. Like I said at the top, I've got a vision for my family. And if they need help more than the podcast, or I need to be there more than the just dropping whatever I got to do for the podcast or the email that day, because that's really whatever it takes is the dealing with my family. So this is daily action. Really, you can apply it to business, but what it should apply to your life. So daily action, consistency, better than proficiency. So just being there, present and accountable. One mentor I had, and I guess a mentor, leaned on him a bit. It was a met him at a conference, baseball conference, but he just hammered home this idea of being present and accountable. And I've really thought about that over the last, geez, dozen years maybe now. But being present and being accountable, and that's a huge thing in life. So are we accountable? I'm accountable to you guys out there listening to get these shows out consistently. Consistent more than proficient. So I see that I'm rambling on now. Maybe not rambling on, but this show's definitely going longer than most, but got more things to say today. And then ruthlessly organize your life. Leave a little bit to the imagination. A totally clean, organized desk might look nice, but maybe need a little more inspiration. Try and clean most of it up. I'll do the same here on my end. Be accountable. And every day, whatever it takes. So, I should mention, that is, I want to talk to you a bit about Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a category-winning hydration brand fueling your well-being, and their hydration multiplier is the one product you're missing in your daily routine. In just one stick of Liquid IV, you get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than just water alone. Use the stick first thing in the morning whenever you feel run down, and Liquid IV has you covered. It hydrates 2 times faster than water alone, with 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. Liquid IV comes in 12 delicious, refreshing flavors, contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Glad to have them as a partner. Liquid IV partners with leading organizations for innovative solutions to help communities both protect their water and their futures. To date, Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings over 50 countries around the world. Get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code O'Leary, O-L-E-A-R-Y, at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code O'Leary at liquidiv.com. And like I said, Liquid IV has been a good partner for us. Thanks for all you who are using the product. We appreciate that. And it's helping, as we say, keep the lights on around here at the show. So that, folks, might be about it. Go to briandoleary.com. And there you can go to sign up for our email lists. And oftentimes our emails are much shorter than, say, this podcast. But I like this podcast forum where we can, or at least I can, talk about these things more in detail. Anyway, the emails, you can get these podcasts delivered to your inbox whenever they come out, so you don't have to go searching. But I also suggest you subscribe to whatever podcast program you use. Just sign up or subscribe there. We like Fountain.fm here at the home studio, and maybe we'll talk more about that in the future. But anyway, that's about all I got today. I got to get going because, as I said, I'm running right up against the time. And thanks for listening. BrianDOLeary.com. Where you go. Bye-bye.